This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, shop time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
We'll start with the bad news and get to some fun stuff here. What'll be about a 15-minute edition we're going to aim for here on this Thursday. We will start with Chris Scheim quoting off the air 10 seconds ago. Big sigh. I had a terrible night gambling.
Yeah, it wasn't great for me, but I'm not going to lie to you here. I went for a nice little 0-for-3 last night, but the good news is we got one step closer to Avalanche minus 1.5 in the series.
Yeah, that would have been the worst case scenario for you was all those bets losing and then in overtime the Lightning winning.
Yeah, that would have been devastating for me. But luckily we didn't get that, thank God.
Because you're in on the Avalanche minus 1.5 games in the series, correct?
That is very much correct.
Okay, so you're still in a good spot. You still have a game protection then. You could still potentially lose one game as long as you win in 6.
Correct.
You're good.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't need them to win at
5
home.
Or 6.
I just need to win, yes.
You don't want game 7. So
exactly.
Game 5 or 6, yes. 7, no. Anything that makes you weary of that bet after Avalanche winning last night?
No. I mean, they were able to get a win in Tampa. Now they get to go home to where they were absolutely, utterly dominant in the first two games of the series. I am not scared in the slightest. This is not like the Tampa Bay Rangers series that we just saw a round ago. And the Avalanche are the best team in hockey. They will be your Stanley Cup champions either tomorrow night or Sunday night.
So you're sitting on them to win in game 5 or 6, because people that don't know, if they missed this edition of the podcast, shot, you can lay basically a game and a half to win the series. So you have you have them winning the series, but they have to win it by basically 2 games. They can't win it in game 7, right?
Yep.
If they win in game 7, you lose. So have you thought at all about any hedging between now and game 7? Like what would the options be?
Well, my ultimate plan is game 6, I just maybe bet a little bit on the Tampa Bay Lightning to win. Like if it goes 6, right? If the Avalanche lose game 5, that if they are going to force a game 7, Tampa has to win. So my hedge will be picking Tampa. And even at home, they've barely been a favorite. Like, they've been a minus 110 favorite. So I'm not laying much juice. I'll just bet on Tampa if I want to hedge at all in game 6.
Yeah, we've noticed that. The money line, I guess, a little bit different last night. But for game 3, they're both minus 110 on the money line heading into the game. Last night was minus 120 versus even money for the Avalanche to win. But that's a good point. That's probably the best way of doing it, is if you get to that point, you can bet a little bit on Tampa and try to hedge out X percent of your bet.
Exactly.
So that either way you make some sort of money on it. That's probably the right way of looking at it.
Yeah, but in game 5, we're going to double down on the Avalanche, so it's fine.
are you already calling for the double down in game 5?
Yeah. Avalanche puck line plus 150 right now. That is an absolute double down.
Okay.
They close it out at home. It's not even close.
That's a lean right now. Or is that the pick?
I'll lock it in. We'll talk about it in more detail tomorrow, because I'll probably have a couple more picks tomorrow. But I am going to lock that in for tomorrow night's game.
We have no Red Sox baseball today. We did finally get back on track last night. We had the run. Some of us did. Over 4.5 runs. They got that done. They scored 4 in an inning. So just give me one more run, given how my baseball betting has gone. I thought I was going to end up falling a run short, but they ended up picking that up. And I think it ended up being even money or thereabouts. That worked out. It certainly helped that Xander Bogaerts played. Jeter Downs played. He did not record a hit.
0 for 4.
Yeah, I blame you. I don't blame him. I blame you for betting on him to get over 1.5 total bases in his major league debut.
It was a fun bet to make. It was over a half a total base. All he needed was a single hit. It was a half a total base. He went 0 for 4. I mean, what do you want me to do? I had faith in the kid. I hoped he was going to have some success. He did not.
And he's probably going to get sent back down. So he has one little stint at third base and gets sent back down before Christian Arroyo, I believe, will rejoin the team in Cleveland. We'll talk plenty more Red Sox and Guardians, not the I word. Guardians tomorrow. Do you have any other Red Sox? Oh, you had Tigers money line last night too.
Yeah, I went anti-Red Sox.
Oh, have a rough night. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, the Red Sox. This is like a throwaway game. They still kicked ass. Like, I don't know what to do.
All your golf bets lit this weekend. The Travelers.
That's what I'm hoping. I placed a DraftKings lineup. I'm ready to rock.
Okay, it's 10 in the morning, so it's a weird time to talk about it. The round is going on as we speak, but I can tell you right now. There's a lot of scoring going on. There are 5 players at 4 under, additional 7 players at 3 under. So the scoring is fast and furious, baby. Cromwell, Connecticut. It's the opposite of the U.S. Open, where guys are struggling. Everyone's scoring.
Tons of people still to tee off, too, though.
Very good players,
and
yes.
Spieth and all those guys.
Oh, yeah, there is a long way to go. It's an absolute birdie fest. What you want to see is your guys make the cut. And then make a bunch of birdies on Saturday and Sunday. Bam. That's all you can hope for. We'll keep an eye on the Travelers all weekend. And our buddy Ryan Hannibal is there with a good feature he's got going on one of the Monday qualifiers, Conrad. So check that out on Twitter at Ryan Hannibal. I have a football question and I have a life question. Which one would you like first?
Ooh, give me the life question first.
Okay, so my timeline is being blown up with Chris Schein. Apparently you're getting shamed today on the internet for saying you hang out at the mall. I did not hear this live today. I've been hanging out with the boys, so I missed this live. Are you acknowledging, like, you used to hang out at a mall? Do you still hang out at the mall? And why are you defending yourself for hanging out at a mall?
No, I got accosted because
Twitter's accosting.
I like to go to the mall. I like to sit
in
the food court.
Let's all go to the mall.
I sit in the food court. I have myself some Chick-fil-A. I play some bets on my phone, and I people watch a little bit. It's something I enjoy doing, and I'm getting shamed for it because apparently nobody goes to malls anymore. I beg to differ because I see people there all the time.
Well, it's a bigger conversation. Like, and you're too young, but malls were. Maybe you're not. But
no,
malls
when
were
I was
awesome.
A kid, malls were
malls
awesome.
Were the best.
I was there all the time. The Hanover Mall, South Shore. I was there all the time as a child. All the time. And even the South Shore Plaza in Braintree.
Well, I grew up on the Pheasant Lane Mall, which you're at right now.
Yeah.
It used to be the Nashua Mall, which is up off Exit 6, which doesn't exist anymore. But that had like a little mini arcade there as well. They had it might have been a Marshalls that my mom shopped in all the time. My brother and I would just harass her and run around and get yelled at the entire time there, just trying to get to the arcade. You had the arcade there at Pheasant Lane Mall, which is part of the food court. That's no longer there anymore, Sean. It's probably well before your time of sitting at Chick-fil-A there in the food court. But, like, to waste a couple hours in air conditioning with kids, I got no problem with the mall. The mall still plays.
I love the mall.
Especially
Big
with
fan.
The Wi-Fi and the live betting. What's wrong with the mall?
And I'm a huge – I've always been a massive window shopper. I love to go look at things, about things I might want to buy but not actually pull the trigger. And then I also – I also love to shop. Like, it's one of my guilty pleasures.
You love to shop?
Yeah, I love shopping. I'm a big fan. I love going grocery shopping by myself. I love to go just like shopping and like I'll stroll around Target for an hour. I'm a big fan.
You go to a store, like, do you not see? If I go somewhere, I have the list. I know what I'm getting. You sound like you're someone who walks around aimlessly and will just maybe buy something they weren't planning on buying.
No. It's not aimless. I am a bit of a meanderer sometimes.
Oh,
but like when I go to the grocery,
no patience for that bullshit.
When I go to the grocery store, I know exactly. No. See, here's the thing though. I hate people getting in my way when I shop, so I specifically make sure to stay out of the way as I meander.
Okay.
So like trust me, it's a pet peeve of mine. My girlfriend will attest when we go to the grocery store and I need a list of things to get in and get out, and like because it's a Sunday and I hate giant crowds like that in the grocery store, so I get furious when people just leave their cart in the middle of the effing aisle and I can't go by. I get so mad. It's an anxiety problem at some points because I'm just like, what are you doing? You're an idiot. Stop being a buffoon. Get your cart out of the way. Stop walking 2 centimeters per 10 hours and move. It's just, it's infuriating. But other than that, I am a meanderer. I do like to shop.
Yeah, I'll attack. I have an attack list everywhere I go, whether it's Lowe's. I'm going to Lowe's later. I know exactly where. I already looked up. I'm going to, actually, not even Lowe's, Tractor Supply Store in Pelham, New Hampshire. And I already know what aisle this rabbit fencing is in. Like, I already know where it is. I'm going to go in, get it, and leave. There'll be no meandering. There'll be no window shopping. I'm in and out. But the mall shaming, I totally disagree. I'm fine with the mall. The mall still plays, and as kids, especially the Pheasant Lane Mall, which you're hanging out now, and staring at people at the Chick-fil-A food court. Used to have an awesome Taco Bell, an Orange Julius.
If I want some soccer in Japan, I can swing right over in there. Like
KB Toy Store was a hit back in the day there.
There's some Sbarro.
Yeah, this is it's a shame. It's a shell of itself now. But yeah. The Pheasant Lane Mall once was a great, great mall. Leechmere played back in the day.
I remember.
They set up a Nintendo there.
So years ago, Mutt, I actually used to date a girl that lived in Draycott. And so.
Well, how do you do?
I did Black Friday shopping at the Pheasant Lane Mall a couple times.
Sure you did. Tax-free, baby.
Like
come on.
3 a.m. The place is bumping. It was like 2017. Those were the days.
So you can check out that conversation on the Odyssey app at the Greg Hill Show. And I might have to weigh in tonight on Mutt at Night and say that I'm going to defend you on mall shopping. See what Bradford has to say about
it. I appreciate
that.
It. Thank you.
One football betting question before we get out, because I think this is still somewhat a betting podcast. We are 11 weeks away today from the NFL season kicking off.
Can't wait.
Thursday, September 8th is kickoff Thursday. And so people are now starting to do their they're breaking down divisions. They're looking at over-unders, all that sort of thing.
Yep.
So I heard Rob Ninkovich on your show yesterday. Sound like a complete buffoon. Nice guy, I'm sure. But when he said Patriots 12 wins, I wanted to high five Wiggy when he like moaned audibly, like, what the hell is this?
We literally started laughing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As well you should have. And look, I'm sure Nico's a nice guy, but he's got this thing now where he's like super pro-patriot on ESPN,
Honk.
On WEEI, Honk City for Rob Ninkovich. So their over-under total is still 8.5 last time I looked.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it right now.
Would you be over-under the 8.5? I think I know where you're leaning because Rob Ninkovich is well over at 12 wins with his main talking point being Mac Jones is better. I agree on that, but nothing else says winning over 8.5 game besides maybe Mac Jones is better. What's your lean 8 weeks out, or 9 weeks out of the NFL season chime time?
Michael Manansky, let me tell you something.
Yes.
When the New England Patriots schedule came out, I laughed to myself. I found this win total, and I have 3 times as much money on the under of this win total as I do on the Colorado Avalanche -1.5. So if that doesn't tell you exactly where I sit on this fence, then I don't know what to tell you, because I am firmly on the under. It's not it would be impressive for me if this team wins 7 games.
Yes, I'm not sure seven. That's a lowish number for me, but I'm definitely. I mean, I have a bet on the under. I hate my money tied up for the next 8 months, but my money's tied up in the under. I already bet the under.
Hammered the under,
and I bet the over on the Raiders. So, and I wish I could see it. I wish I could see what other people are seeing.
I don't.
I think that the debate is like, you know, Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, Patriots,
so
and that's
tells
all
me,
noise. It's all
everybody
noisy
tells
bullshit.
Me Mac Jones is going to take this second-year step. And it's like, okay, in a normal situation, I might agree with you, but he loses his offensive coordinator. We saw how that worked out for Baker Mayfield. He has a worse offensive line, and people are trying to now make excuses that this offensive line is better. We had a caller literally say that today. I laughed in his face. And he doesn't have legitimate receivers, like the receiving options. Like, it's Hunter Henry, you know what he is. And then his receivers are fine. Kendrick Bourne is fine. Devontae Parker, if he stays on the field, is fine. But these guys are not good. None of these guys are a top 32, a top 50, maybe not even a top 75 receiver in the NFL. And people are just going to assume that he gets better. Like, even if skillfully and mentally he improves marginally, because of what's around him, including his coordinator and the talent, it's not going to look like that. Like, it would be good for Mac Jones if he replicates what he did last year, statistically. And so, and everybody's excuse, they cannot give me any evidence, any proof. I yelled at Andy and Fitzy about this on the Six Rings podcast. Please go subscribe to that one as well.
Nice.
Anywhere you get your podcast, quick plug. I was yelling at them because all they can tell me is, well, why not? Well, why not? And Bill Belichick, just because he's the greatest coach of all time doesn't mean he's infallible. We've seen him make mistakes. This is going to be a mistake. Get used to it, Patriot fans. It's coming. I could go on for hours, but I won't. I'm sorry. I will not ramble on this.
I bring
podcast.
It up because you and I basically agree. And I know someone who disagrees with this, Nick Costos. Maybe we'll bring him on and try to get him to explain, because he's been there undervalued, and Bill Belichick. And maybe that's the outsider view. But from a gambling perspective, like, we might be in the majority. The Caesar Sportsbook released their betting so far to win the AFC, right?
Yep.
So according to Caesars, okay, only the Texans and Jaguars, Shime, have received fewer bets to win the AFC than the Patriots have. The Texans are 125-1. The Jags are 60-1. The Pats are 20-1. They had the third fewest bets to win the AFC. So I guess nationally people do agree, but there are people around here that I think are too close to it that aren't acknowledging that this is a bridge year. They didn't spend money.
Exactly.
They have $100 million to spend next year. Like, a year ago, they spent a lot of money to buy those three wins. They didn't spend money this year. This is to get to the next thing. Like, they're going to get Max going to get better with Patricia and Joe Judge.
And on top of that, shout out.
And
to
I Wink. Like Mac Jones. You don't. I like Mac Jones, but this is not a good setup for him in year two.
And shout out to Wiggy. This was an excellent point by him, and this was my favorite point that he made all day. So even if the Patriots just wash, right? They didn't get worse, but they also didn't really get better. They're the same, right? So you start at 10-7. Well, there's the Dolphins, the Ravens, Indianapolis, the Chargers, and Broncos. That's five teams that over the offseason dramatically improved, whether it's because of getting healthy from injuries or just being better as a team. The Broncos now have Russell Wilson. Indianapolis now has Matt Ryan. You can see that one way or another. Baltimore's now healthy. Miami adds Tyreek Hill and a bunch of other talent. That's five teams that weren't in the playoffs but borderline playoff teams last year that are now much, much better than they were last year. So even if the Patriots haven't moved, those five teams have now moved up. So somebody has to come down. And so just by simple math, the Patriots are probably going to have a worse season.
I completely agree. I just want to co-sign to your newsletter. And I don't often agree with Wiggy, but he's right in this case. And Ninkovich is just off. Just when he said 12 wins, come on.
It's laughable.
You had to fall out of your chair.
100%. I absolutely did. I was sitting there literally laughing to myself as Greg's eyes got big because, Rob Ninkovich thinks they're going to be good. Mac Jones is going to have this Giants at four. Like, pump the brakes. All right? Just, like, relax for 5 seconds.
All right. We have a quick edition of Football Friday. Pigskin Pick'em with the boys, Carter and Bennett. Real quick answer here, Carter. Can you hear me? Can you talk in the microphone? Say hello.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
You can't hear Shime, but we want to know, are the Patriots going to win more or less than 8.5 games this year? You're like over or under for the Pats?
I go under.
Why?
I do not think the coaching staff is good enough to win. And I think they've lost pieces on both sides of the ball.
Excellent takes.
Shime says excellent takes. Bennett, who's eating banana bread with Nutella.
Sounds delicious.
Over under 8.5 wins for the Patriots?
Over.
Why over?
Because they just got Devontae Parker and they got another wide receiver in their draft.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I think if they can start getting more touchdowns, then they can win more games.
That's better analysis than most of the hosts of the station. Right,
you know
there.
What? I might have gotten swayed. I'll give the Patriots one more win. I don't think it'll be between 5 and 7. I think it'll be between 6 and 7. Now you're right. Good job by you, Bennett.
Okay, so we got a split decision. So we're 3-1. Bennett's the only one. So Bennett, you're over. Shime, Mutt, and Little Mutt are all on under 8.5 wins. And Rob Ninkovich is maybe dabbled in the cannabis. It's legal now in the state. Betting's not legal. But maybe he's there were some birds chirping in the background when he joined you guys yesterday.
Yeah, he told us he was in Chicago, actually, visiting family. So
I'd be curious, if you're listening to this, you made it all the way to the end. It's 8.5 right now. If you're a Patriots fan, are you over under 8.5 Patriot wins? Let us know on Twitter at BetQL Boston, BetQL Boston. Let's do this, Sean. Let's do a poll question at BetQL Boston. Can you do that? Can you handle that?
I sure can.
Before we post the show, I'd be curious. Then we can react to it tomorrow, and I'll retweet it because I know we're going to talk. You guys talked about it today. We're going to talk about it tonight on Mud at Night with Tommy Curran and Rob Bradford. So I want to follow us up tomorrow and see if our opinion, three of the four of us here on this high-level sports betting podcast, if we agree with the people or if Pats fans think we're out to lunch on this. I'm guessing Pats fans are going to lean over.
They are. They're a bunch of hunks. That's what Patriots fans are now. I've learned that. So this is what I've understood. Is back in the 90s, you had all the diehard fans that stuck around even though this team sucked to oblivion. And then all of a sudden they get good, and now we have all these bandwagon jamokes who don't understand anything about anything. And they're just like blindly in Bill We Trust, in Bill We Trust, in Bill We Trust. Neglect the fact that the greatest quarterback of all time, nay, the greatest football player in the history of the sport, left you in the dust because he didn't want to play with this coach anymore. And you still, to this day, preach and moan about Bill Belichick being the greatest coach of all time, and that'll get you 9+ wins every season. It's ridiculous.
That's an excellent rant. I may just play that tonight on my show.
Have at it.
Subscribe to the podcast, whether you're a honk or an as Shime just called everyone listening in the audience. iTunes, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. We're both leaning over. We are 9 weeks away, Shime, from opening Thursday in the NFL.
I can't wait.
It's a glorious feeling. Plans this afternoon? Golf? T-Hot, let it fly?
So I was actually supposed to record an interview this afternoon, but it looks as though that has fallen through. So I will instead only be recording Six Rings and Football Things. I already mentioned in that one. So make sure to go check us out over there. And other than that, I'm just going to be relaxing today, Mud. I'm going to enjoy my day.
You've earned it. Four-hour Mud at Night tonight. Check us out 6 to 10 on WEEI and the Odyssey app. Shine, we'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
Can't wait, Mud. Talk then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.